Let us start with pronunciation. Most Klingon sounds will be easy for you to say. They do not differ much from Federation standard. On the other hand, a few are a little tricky. To learn these sounds, we will study some offensive Klingon words. Keep in mind that Klingon cursing is considered a fine art, a highly prized verbal skill. Those who have gained a mastery of this segment of Klingon vocabulary are greatly admired. At this point, do not concern yourself with the exact translations of these words. If you spend time with Klingons, you will hear them often enough, and context will make the meanings quite clear. For now, just concentrate on pronouncing them correctly.
Okay, here's our first word. This is something you might hear someone say in moments of extreme anger. Khutvat. Be concerned if you hear it, but say it correctly if you say it. The word begins with the common Klingon sound kh. To make this sound, put the back of your tongue as far back into your mouth as you can. Then force the air up harshly as if you're trying to dislodge a piece of food. Listen. Kh. 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 Now say it along with me. Kh. 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 And now listen to the word again. Khutvat. Did you hear the sound cut off abruptly in the middle of the word? The correct pronunciation is khutvat, not khuvat. This abrupt cutoff is a very common feature of Klingon. You'll hear it a lot. Now here's the word one more time. Listen particularly to the last sound in the word. Khutvat. To make this tch sound, say a T and at the same time whisper, loudly, but still just whisper, an L. Listen. Now try it along with me. Do you feel the sides of your tongue going down as you say the sound? You should. Now you're ready to say the full word. Repeat it after you hear it the second time. Khutvat. Khutvat. This next word is something one Klingon would call another if they weren't on the best of terms. Torshach. The sound at the end of the first syllable of this word, tod, is d. To make this sound, point the tip of your tongue directly upward and touch the hard part of the roof of your mouth, and then do the same thing you would do to make a D sound. Do it along with me. D. 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 Now listen to the word again, focusing on the second syllable. Todshach. The sound at the beginning of the second syllable, shach, is sh. It's not quite either the S or the SH sounds you're familiar with. For the Klingon sh, put your tongue in the same place you did to make the dr sound. Now say it with me. Sh. 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 Here's the word one more time. Listen to the very end. Todshach. The last sound in the word is kh. This is the same as the sound at the end of the name of the ancient Terran composer, Bach. You make it the same way you'd make a K sound, but force air out of your mouth at the same time. Say it along with me. Now you can say the whole word. Repeat it after you hear it the second time. Todshach. Todshach. Here's another word with strong force. A Klingon might say it after receiving an unsettling communique. It's a lot stronger than the Terran, darn it. Hui-cha. The first sound of the word is r. It's the same as the last sound of Todshach, but hum while you say it. Say it with me. R. 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 This word also has that abrupt cutoff of sound that you heard in Khutvat, but it has it at the end as well. Listen. Hui-cha. The correct pronunciation of this word is hui-cha, not hui-cha. Sometimes, the abrupt cutting off of a sound is the only way to distinguish one word from another. Listen to these two words. T. T. The first word means vegetation. The second means to repair. Listen again. Ti. Ti. Hear the difference? Now you try it. Repeat after me. Ti. Ti. Good. Now you can say the Klingon curse. Once again, repeat it after you hear it the second time. Hui-cha! Hui-cha! If you call someone this next word, stand back. This is a classic insult. Tach-kak! There's a new sound at both the beginning and end of the second syllable, kak. Be careful. This is not the Federation standard K sound. You make it like a K, but as you did for k, shove the back of your tongue as far back into your mouth as you can. Listen. K. 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 Now say it along with me. K. 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 Now repeat the whole word after you hear it the second time. Tach-kek. Tach-kek.
Good.
Maj.
Now you have learned to pronounce the difficult Klingon sounds, and you have also been introduced to the highly regarded custom of Klingon cursing. You probably need a rest. This might be a good time to replenish your napkin supply. Let us take a short break. Eh?
Len home.